You can take your Bibles tonight. You can go to Romans chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 6. Romans 7, verse 6. And I've entitled tonight's teaching, Out with the Old. Out with the Old. And in, see, already you know where I'm going with this. And in with the new. That's right. And in Romans 7, verse 6, it says, But now we are delivered. The word delivered could be released or discharged. We are delivered or released from the law, that being dead wherein we were held. And that's a funny phrase, but it could be better translated, by dying to what bound us. Or having died to that which held us captive. Okay, so we are now delivered from the law, having died to that which held us captive, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Right? So when we got born again, everything changed. Everything changed. We're no longer just body and soul, and we now have Holy Spirit. There is a newness in that Spirit, and it replaces the oldness of a life without Spirit, a life that was just body and soul, right? And in the bigger picture, when Spirit was made available, it replaced the oldness of being under the law, right? And it offered great freedom. In chapter 6, just on the other side of the page there, verse 4, it says, Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness. Newness of life. Newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Right? So the old man here is distinct from the new man, right? The newness of life. And the old man is dead, right? It's reckoned dead. Verse 8, For now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lives, and that's present tense, unto God. Right? He had to die once, but now he lives, and he lives unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's the newness of life. The old man nature is dead, right? Dead to sin. We should reckon ourselves instead alive unto God through Jesus Christ, right? The previous person that we were is that old man, right? That's who we were before we got born again. He's the old man. And so when we walk in newness of life, we walk in a life that's different from before we got born again, right? When we think about ourselves, we should think about ourselves being alive unto God, right? That's the newness of life that we get to enjoy. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. So God makes a very clear distinction between the old man and the oldness of the law, and then this newness of life. this life that is now body, soul, and spirit, and how we're free from sin, and we're free from the law, and we're free from what that old man carries around. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened, or made alive, who were, past tense, dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our manner of living in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were, past tense, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others," just like them, right? That's what "even as others" means, just like they are. So our nature before wasn't great, right? There's not a lot of great there. But in verse 4, it says, "God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So our nature before wasn't great. This is the old man nature. It's a sin nature, but it's out with the old, right? It's out with the old and it's in with the new, right? God, who is rich in mercy, and just because he loved us that much, made this available, quickened us together in a newness of life. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. So we should reckon ourselves and reckon as to what we think about ourselves as a new man, a delivered man, free. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." His divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life, and that's Zoe, life in all of its manifestation. So it means every aspect of life, right? God has given us all things for every aspect of life, right? All things that pertain unto every aspect of life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, right? It's through a knowledge of God and his word that we get everything we need for every aspect of life. Right? It's through a knowledge of him and his word. That's where we get everything that we need. It's not from a knowledge of anything else. It's from a knowledge of God and his word that we get everything we need for every aspect of life. And then it says, whereby is, again, referring to that knowledge. Through that knowledge, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So his word not only gives us everything that we need for everything in life, it also contains great and precious promises. And that by these precious promises, we might be partakers of the what?
Divine nature.
Divine nature, right? The word has already talked about the old man nature, right? But here it says we can be partakers of the divine nature, right? A divine nature, a nature from God, right? That's the nature that we now have because we have Holy Spirit in us. We have God's Holy Spirit. We get to partake or take part in that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So that divine nature allows us to escape the darkness of this world. It allows us to escape the death that awaits everybody else who's not born again. And you know, God did that just because he loved us so much, right? That he gave us the opportunity to know his word and then to have this new nature, this divine nature, right? It's by these words that we get access to all this stuff. We get to take part in the fullness of the new nature, the divine nature. In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3. So there is an old man nature, a sin nature, and there's a new nature, a divine nature. And we get to take part in it. And Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 talks a little bit about that. How do we take part in it? Colossians 3:5 says, "Mortify therefore your members." The word mortify is to put to death. To put to death. To kill off. Kill off therefore your members which are upon the earth. Your earthly stuff. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. In the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. Remember, there was a time, you know, in time past, when we walked that way, when we lived that way. But now, in verse 8, but now you also put off all these. In addition to the stuff we just talked about, also put off all these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, right? So we are instructed to put all of that stuff off, to put off the old man. And what that implies, and the truth of the matter is, that when you get born again, it doesn't get rid of your old man nature, right? You're not all of a sudden just free of that old man nature. You have to put it off. It takes an effort on your part to put it off. And verse 10 says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Right? So our new man is renewed in knowledge after the image of God, him that created that new man in you. Put off that old man and put on the new nature. That's what God instructs us to do. So it must be something that we have to think about and we have to put effort towards, right? God wants us to do this thing. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. So we have a choice, right? We can choose to put off the old man or not to. But God's word says that we should do that. In Ephesians 4:22, it says that you put off concerning the former conversation or the way you used to live, the old man, right? You put off that former conversation, the one that the old man dictates, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. It's not a good thing. It's a corrupt nature, right? We're to put that off. And verse 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your what?
Mind.
Right? So we're to be renewed in our mind. In our mind. And that spirit's not like, it's not referring to our Holy Spirit. It's like the essence, the very essence of your mind. Right? Be renewed in the very essence of your mind. So there must be a key there, which we'll see. And that, verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God, or according to God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Right? So again, our instruction here in Ephesians, put off the old man and put on the new. Right? Put on the new man, who according to God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So the old man, it says in verse 22, is corrupt. But in verse 24, it says the new man is righteous and truly holy, right? Where to put that on? Where to put that on? And it's up to us in the renewing of our mind, right? Which we know. Go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We know this verse. It's the big renewed mind verse. So if we're going to put off the old man and put on the new, it's got to be through the renewing of our mind. And Romans 12 talks about that. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, I lovingly beg you, implore you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or logical service. It's only logical that you would do that for all that God's done for you. And be not conformed to this world. Don't fall in line with the world. Don't let that old man nature dictate what you're going to do. Right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Right? And the word renew there is metamorpho, which is to renovate. It's where we get metamorphosis from, right? It's like when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. A little caterpillar goes into its cocoon, hangs out there for a little while, and when it comes out, it looks nothing like a caterpillar anymore. It's completely different. It's totally renewed into a beautiful butterfly. It was crawling around like this, and all of a sudden it can fly, right? That's what it is to be renewed. To be renovated, to be metamorpho, right? It's a complete change. It's a transformation, just like it says there in verse 2. So when we put that on, we put off the old man, and we actively renew our minds to God's word to put on the new man, it transforms our lives. It transforms the way that we live. We do things totally differently. We love bigger. Right? We see God bigger in our own lives. It changes the joy that we have in our lives, right? It's transformative for us to put on this new man. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And that's why God wants us to do it, right? He doesn't want us stuck in that old man rut, living in that sin nature, bummed out, disappointed. He wants us transformed. But we have to do it. We have to put off the old man and put on the new by changing and renewing our minds. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6. Corinthians is a, what kind of epistle? Reproof. That's right. So some of the things in here are reproving. Surprise. And in verse 6 it says, your glorying is not good, because their glorying was after the flesh. It was old man stuff, right? So he says, your glorying is not good. That stuff that you're glorying in, that you're propping up, that you're putting, you know, high priority on, it's not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? You know, just a little bit of that starts to kind of spread and starts to take hold. You got to be careful with that stuff, is what he's saying. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. We all want to be a new lump. As you are unleavened, right? So get rid of that old junk. Get rid of that old stuff that's kind of hanging around and, you know, pervading in your life, so that you can be a new lump. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. This is a very good food analogy going on here. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven. Let's keep living, keep it the feast, but not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of what? Sincerity and truth. That's right. Changing our minds to the sincerity and truth of the word is how we are to live a new life. That's how we become a new lump, Everybody wants to be a lump, but a new one. Right? To purge out the old leaven, to get rid of that old stuff. Right? And changing our minds to the sincerity and the truth of the word is how we do that. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. It says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. The word redound is to contribute greatly to. Right? So the abundant grace through the thanksgiving of many will contribute greatly to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, which is to decay, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Right, eternal. So it says in verse 16, for which cause? Which cause is it? Is the which cause? In the previous verse, it's to the glory of God. You know, we don't want to faint in our effort to glorify God, to do things the way that he's asked us to do, to live our lives the way that he wants us to live our lives, right? To let other people know who he is, right? And what he's done for our lives and how much he loves them. We shouldn't faint in those efforts. And it says, but though our outward man perish, our physical body, right, there's sin nature in there. It decays. We're not going to live forever in these bodies. But even though that's happening, even though we get older, we get tireder, we get less strong, or whatever it is that might be ailing us, yet the inward man is renewed day by day or day after day, right? And so our inward man is alive, right? It's renewed day after day. It's fresh and new every day, even as our physical body sometimes breaks down, right? But we have that newness, that new nature that's renewed day after day after day. It's ready to go. It's ready to live for God. It's ready to carry out what God wants us to carry out. Right? And that's the bigger thing. So even sometimes when we don't feel like it, whether it's physically or mentally, right, our inward man, our new nature, it's renewed every day. It's fresh every day. It's ready to go. And if we change our minds to that, we'll be able to continue to do what God wants us to do and live for him, for his glory. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Next page over. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or new creation. And that's us, right? We've got Christ in us. If any man be in Christ, we're new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we should walk in that newness of life. We should be so thankful to have Holy Spirit and to have all these wonderful blessings from God and to know his word rightly divided so that we can walk the way that God wants us to walk, that we can oust the old man and walk in that newness of life and that new divine nature that God's so freely given to us. We just continue to renew our minds to that, and it's out with the old.